Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is December 20th, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching is Names Are a Big Deal.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Names are important. In today's gospel, both Mary and Joseph are mentioned by name. I suppose Luke could have just called them Jesus's mother or father, but providing their names makes them more real, more human to us. I really love being a sister, but I hate it when people don't bother to learn my name and only call me sister. Somehow, it makes me anonymous when I really want to be well known. I'm flattered when someone calls me by name or remembers my name at another time. It's a sign that they care. According to both psychological and business sources, using a person's name instantly makes the interaction more personal. It demonstrates that we are paying attention and have respect for them. It's more likely that the person themselves will have a positive impression of our interaction, and it builds rapport and a sense of connection. Names can capture the essence of who we are. In both the reading from Isaiah and the gospel, Jesus is given special names, names that describe who he is. Emmanuel, God is with us. And in the gospel, Mary is told she will name her child Jesus, which means Yahweh saves. These names are special signs of God's connection with us. Making a point to know it's a person's name is a sign of acceptance. When I was the principal of an all-girls high school in New York City, we recruited four girls from China. Each of them had English names, and they were okay with us using them. But I encouraged the faculty to learn their Chinese names. Yes, they were difficult for some of us to say and to remember, but once we got them correct, it was a source of welcome and comfort for our students who were very young and very far from home. It was clear that the faculty who used the Chinese names were more respected than those who refused to even try. Names are also a big deal to transgender individuals. Many begin with names connected with their sex assigned at birth. As they begin to understand that this gender is not who they truly are, they take on a name more associated with who they believe themselves to be. Their old names are considered dead names. Their new names are a sign of who they really are. When we cisgender individuals refuse to recognize their real names and/or their real pronouns, we are being profoundly disrespectful and unwelcoming. Just the opposite of how Jesus worked to show us many signs of how to care for others. The psalmist recognized the importance of names when in Psalm 147, he wrote, "God numbers the stars and calls each one by name." Now that's a lot of names. We recognize that each star is individual and worthy of its own unique name. So too, each one of us is unique and deserves to be called by our desired names. So, names are important. Your name and my name are signs of our uniqueness. And Jesus' name, Emmanuel, God with us, is truly a sign of God's presence among us.